Pat at 1037thebuzz.com for some game balls, jock straps, or give us a call, 501-433-1037. And always, you can hit us up on Twitter for some instant interaction. I'm at PatBradley22. He's at Matt Travis, and you are?
I'm at Chris_Kane7.
Oh, somebody took...
Someone took Chris Kane. I was late getting on Twitter, and Chris Kane was taken.
What's the 7 course, signify?
Of course, for Channel 7.
I like it.
Yeah, my home. My second home right there.
Oh, they treat you well.
Yes.
You deserve it. Okay, how about a little game balls jock straps? This comes from the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I'm so excited for this.
It's just so Cleveland, okay? There is no doubt in my mind that this was meant to happen. And if this isn't a sign that Cleveland has no clue. I mean, maybe you could take a sign that your last year's number one draft pick was an absolute flop. It wasn't in shape.
Didn't even play.
Okay. Well, the Cavs selected Andrew Wiggins with number one overall pick. They're like 10th of this decade.
Oh, is that his name?
Andrew Wiggins. Yeah. And he was introduced at a press conference the next day. Cavaliers play-by-play announcer Fred McLeod does the announcement. And it goes...
For the press conference?
During the press conference. You know, they're going to announce him. They're going to hold up the shirt. And the play-by-play guy is the one that says, hey, here's... You know, to the media.
Okay,
and,
gotcha.
And to maybe some of the fans in attendance. Well, it didn't go as planned because it's just so Cleveland. It's just so Cavaliers. Here's how it all unfolded.
We'd like to, if we can, welcome in the newest member of the Cleveland Cavaliers, along with general manager David Griffin and head coach David Blatt. Let's say hello to Mitchell Wiggins. Or Andrew Wiggins, excuse me. I go back. Mitchell, we want to make a comeback? Andrew Wiggins. Come on, Andrew.
Mr. Andrew Wiggins.
If that's not a sign.
Can I buzz that?
If that's not, go right ahead.
If what's that is worse, not having the jersey or calling him Mitchell?
And then what he was referring to is...
Calling him Mitchell.
Andrew Wiggins walks up to the stage and they're supposed to hand him his Cavaliers jersey with his name and number on the back.
Yeah.
All nice. Nobody has the jersey.
It's his jersey. That's Mitchell.
That's clear. And you know what? It just reminds me, and I kind of do agree now, you've got to get out of Cleveland. You want to know why?
You like it? You think Cleveland's cool? I mean, I never heard anybody say, I'm going to Cleveland on vacation. I mean, what's so good about Cleveland?
Exactly. They don't even know your name right over there in Cleveland.
That's,
how do you go
he's the number one
Mitchell
overall pick.
Wiggins? Is that a sign? It's got to be a sign.
It's got to be.
Get out of Cleveland.
Quick.
Kyrie Irving, get out of Cleveland. Nothing good ever happens in Cleveland. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is falling apart, for goodness sake. Okay.
My jockstrap. You ready for mine?
Go right ahead, buddy.
Here's mine. Mine comes from the world of the World Cup. Okay. This has to do with Landon Donovan. Now, listen here. Here's what happened. In a recent interview with the LA Times reporter, Bill Plaschke, you can see him on ESPN, okay?
Plaschke, every time anyone says his name, it just Plaschke. Makes me laugh.
All right, so, as you know, Landon Donovan left off the World Cup roster, and the relationship he has with the head coach, Jurgen Klinsmann, is, let's say it like this. If they were Facebook
Frosty?
Friends... They would be under the It's Complicated section under their relationship status. All right, so listen to this. In this recent interview, the Plaschke
did with
them,
lovers at times. And
basically,
then...
Donovan was hurt. All right, so Donovan was quoted as saying that he rooted against the USA right after May 21st when he wasn't on the team. Here's a quote. I'll be completely honest. Watching them play in their first of the three World Cup tune-up games, inside, part of me was thinking, I hope the game doesn't go very well today. In my heart of hearts, he continued, I thought if we get a 1-0 win and the team doesn't perform well, that would feel good. That's big game ball.
Come on, that's Landon.
A huge jockstrap. Here's why. These are your brothers. These are guys that he's played on a lot of World Cups with.
Good point.
And he was rooting, and this is how here's how he crafted it. Well, I hope they win, but it doesn't go well. No. You hope for your boys to do well and to win. And you know what? You don't have to like the coach, but you got to at least root for your teammates, guys that you win and you've won games with, you've lost games with, and you've trained years and years with and been a part of that team. You're not a part of it now. He's a little bit older, and obviously his relationship with the coach is a little fractured, but still at the same time, you can't root against your boys.
At the end of the
day. Even if you want them to win and it be sloppy, you can't do that. I know it's human nature, but that's not right.
No.
At least don't say it.
Don't admit
Don't admit it.
What?
Of all things, don't. If you feel it, keep it in.
Hey, you take this TV thing too serious.
Yeah.
Going over the top. I say keep it
in. And he looks so, every time you see him on ESPN, he looks so pent up. He's like sitting in a little
chair.
You
want to talk about zero personality. That guy, to me, has got zero personality.
Nada.
Zero endorsements.
I thank him
for all that
he's done for Team USA in the past, but you can't. I don't care if you feel snubbed. You can't say that, and you can't say that about your team, even if you want them to win. But you want it to be sloppy.
Hey,
that's ridiculous.
Hey, newsflash, bro. It's not about you anymore, my man. Get over it. We don't want your receding hairline on the field anymore. You had your shot. How many World Cups did he play in? Two?
I believe three.
Three?
Yeah, three.
That's it. Done. We don't need him.
Listen, at least three. At least.
We don't need your loser attitude around here. You got that, Landon Donovan?
Sit up there in your little chair in Los Angeles. Talk to Bob Lee and the boys at ESPN and go to sleep at night knowing that you're not in the rainforest.
Some of those guys that they have on ESPN, I'm still trying to figure out their personalities. Very strange characters. Alexis Dallas,
it's like a jelly bean. It's like Jelly Bellies on ESPN. You never know what you're gonna get. I mean, you got different guys coming in and out. The only two constants are Bob Lee and Mike Tirico. That's it.
And the one dude with the hair.
If you look at his former picture, which they reintroduced these guys, he's got one of the most wicked goatees you've ever seen
Alexis.
In your life. Like, sorry, Alexis, yes.
He's a real Debbie Downer, guy. I mean, everything
Tommy
is
Smith.
Like the
I
worst.
Miss Tommy Smith.
Tommy Smith, yes.
Tommy Smith with a Y.
I don't get it. Coming up next, get a little hog update for you with former Razorback pitcher signed a Major League Baseball deal.
That's exciting.
I want to talk a little basketball camps as well. And I have for you...